The John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation in Chicago has announced a package of grants totaling $42 million for dozens of nonprofit groups. The awards include $21 million for arts and cultural organizations in Chicago, and there also is $14 million for National Public Radio. That's the single largest grant in public radio history, NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The grants come at a time when a lot of foundation and corporate giving is drying up. So that made Bud Riss, who's president of the Union of Concerned Scientists in Cambridge, Massachusetts, very happy to hear that his group would be getting $1 million it hadn't expected.
About 50% of our funding comes from foundations, and a number of foundations have indicated that as the decline in the stock market begins to affect their portfolios, that there are some caution signs in the years ahead. So this will position us to absorb some of that. But I think most importantly, it's going to enable us to have a bigger impact than we otherwise would.
And that's crucial now, he says, as the United States faces confrontations with Iraq and North Korea. The Union of Concerned Scientists is a strong advocate for arms control and opposes a national missile defense system. The MacArthur funds have also come at an opportune time for public radio, says NPR's president and CEO, Kevin Close.
Listeners come to us because of what is happening in the world and what is happening in the nation. We know that serious and engaged presentation and thorough presentation of issues is what people are looking for. This grant will help us perform our job better.
Close says that NPR's audience has grown recently to almost 20 million listeners a week, and those listeners increasingly rely on the network for breaking news and in-depth analysis, and that costs money. The MacArthur grant will increase NPR's endowment fund by $4 million to $32 million. The network, which gets much of its funding from foundations and corporate grants, will also receive $1 million a year for the next 10 years to use for domestic and international reporting. Chicago's public radio station, WBEZ, and public television station, WTTW, also received grants. MacArthur Foundation President Jonathan Fanton says the awards are in honor of the foundation's 25th anniversary. He says the money comes with no restrictions.
They are signals of confidence we have in institutions that we've worked with for a long time.
He says the grants are also intended to signal the foundation's commitment to the importance of information and the arts. While public radio received the largest single award, the Chicago arts community was the biggest beneficiary. William Mason is general manager of the Lyric Opera of Chicago, which was awarded $1 million. He says that's a big boost for the 48-year-old company.
Apart from the fact that it demonstrates a remarkable faith in the arts and has a very intangible benefit in that way, clearly $1 million for an arts organization is something that arts organizations don't get that often.
Like other recipients, Mason says the group hasn't decided yet how it will use the unexpected funds. 9 Chicago museums, including the Field Museum and the Art Institute of Chicago, will receive a total of $10 million. Awards have also been given to the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, the Lincoln Park Zoo, and the Joffrey Ballet. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.